July wrapped up on a quiet note, and now that we move into the new month of August, wet weather has returned to the region. We had some early sunshine today, but that sun quickly faded behind an increase in cloud cover, and those clouds have been producing some rainfall this afternoon across the region, and rainfall remains in the forecast through the first half of tonight. It's all in association with an area of low pressure that will track through the northeast in the coming hours. And from time to time, the rainfall will be heavy with some localized downpours. So we will have to monitor for the potential for some localized flooding as this system comes through. The rainfall should mainly cut off by midnight. The sky will remain mostly cloudy after midnight, though we might see a few clear holes break through the clouds, and if we see some clearing, we might see some fog form later tonight. It'll be a relatively comfortable night with low temperatures in the 50s and 60s. Coming up during the day tomorrow, we'll see a mixture of clouds and sunshine. There is another disturbance on the backside of the system, and that will at least have the potential to trigger a passing shower or storm tomorrow. But the chances are about 20 to 30%, so a lot of us will not see rainfall on Friday. Temperatures will range from the 70s to the lower and mid-80s for afternoon highs. Moving into the weekend, we'll keep things relatively quiet, though we do have the chance for at least some scattered showers and storms both Saturday and Sunday. It looks like Saturday has a better chance for some scattered showers and storms as the frontal system will approach the northeast. But even on Sunday, there's going to be a chance for at least a pop-up passing shower or storm. But neither day looks to be a washout at this point. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Rain and thunderstorms likely, especially this evening. Rain will be heavy at times, low 56 to 62. And for tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, chance of a passing shower or storm, high in the 70s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica and Gloversville. Tonight, mostly cloudy, rain likely, especially this evening. Downpours are possible, low 56 to 62. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, chance of a passing shower or storm, high in the 70s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly cloudy with rain and thunderstorms likely this evening. Rain will be heavy at times, low 60 to 65. And for tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, chance of a passing shower or storm, high in the low to mid-80s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly cloudy with rain and storms likely, especially this evening. Downpours are possible, low 56 to 62. And tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, chance of a passing shower or storm, high in the mid to upper 70s. Region-wide on Saturday, partly sunny, chance of showers and storms, high in the 70s and low 80s. And on Sunday, partly sunny, with a chance of a passing shower or storm, with highs mainly in the 70s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.